a joy to be with you here today and to talk to you about the new year. As you know, 2017, and like anything else in life, over time goes. 2017 passes, it will never come back again. It will be washed away by the sands of time. But at the same breath, you have an opportunity to write the next year. And this message is about that. How do you write a good year? As Joe has already pointed out to you, the reality is every year has its ups and downs, has its crashes. I would be lying to you if I told you that my entire year was blessed. Not that it wasn't unblessed, but I would be lying to you if I tell you that there were not dark spots or dark moments or twists and turns. Because the fact is, there were. In fact, towards the end of the year, there were. But how do you write a good year despite the ups and downs of life? There's a book that came out many years ago called Necessary Endings. I have, at this point in my life, recommended this book to many people. I've had people come back to me and say, thank you for recommending this book to me because it's changed me. I've had CEOs, ordinary people, housewives, business people, ordinary men, young men that I've recommended. And the beautiful thing about this book is the idea that sa ating pong mga buhay, meron pong mga necessary ending. Meron pong mga bagay na kailangan matapos. In fact, 2017 is a necessary ending. 2018 is a necessary ending. And now, 2019 is opening. Kuminsan tayo, kaya hindi umuunlad yung buhay, nakakapit tayo doon sa nakaraan. And we haven't understood necessary ending. Now, Dr. Cloud, who wrote the book, is a Christian man. And he explained that the very design of life, the very design of your life and my life, necessitates an ending. That when you're born, you don't stay a baby forever. There is a necessary ending if you stay a baby forever. Now imagine if you're 50 years old and you're still acting like a baby. How many of you know that's a problem? Because there are necessary endings. When you become an adolescent, necessary endings. You become a teenager, necessary ending. Everything, when you get married, your singlehood is a necessary ending. At some point, you grow old with every passing day. My father passed away a year ago. Necessary ending. Life is like that. Designed by God that way. When you don't understand that, you will struggle through life. You will struggle through the year. In which case, I want to talk to you about 1 Thessalonians 5:18 because a good ending, or a good beginning rather, necessitates a good ending. Pag hindi maganda yung ending, mahirap mag-umpisa ng tama. Kaya kuminsan, hindi maganda yung umpisa ng pag-umpisa natin ng bagong taon, hindi maganda yung ending nung nakalipas na taon. And what's the best way to end the year? The Bible tells us very clearly is in everything, give thanks. Everybody say in everything. Hindi sa magagandang bagay lamang, but in everything. In everything, give thanks. My mother is 87 years old. Before she lost her husband, the years that led into her losing her husband were not very nice for her and not very nice for our family. Because she became different. Naging masungit siya. Tuwing kakausapin mo, puro reklamo, puro ganto, puro mahirap, puro kulang sa pera, puro ganun. Parang wala nang katapusan yung hinagpis, kumbaga. No? Yung kanyang mga problema, hindi na naubos. This year, there was a change. Nagulat ako. In fact, nung celebrate siya ng 64th wedding anniversary niya, i-donate ko siya. Sabi ko, ma'am, labas tayo. So this is very recent. Actually, this is just this week. Upo kami dalawa, nagkikwentuhan kami, tapos nakita ko ba siya, gumagamit ng telepono, 87 years old. Nagre-reklamo pa, parang may nakialam doon ng settings niya. Kaya daw siya nalilito, hindi ba? Pero buhay na buhay. Natataka ko, ano ba nangyari sa kanya? Bakit bilang nagbago? And you know what it was? There was a thankfulness in her voice. All of a sudden, yung mga nagkaroon siya ng necessary endings na ito, tapos na itong panahon na to, nag-uumpisa na ako ng bagong panahon, at natuto siya magpasalamat. This morning, she sent me this text. She said, "Good morning, Joey. Thank you for taking me out. I enjoy the whole day eating, shopping, and conversing after a long absence from each other. We are scheduled to return to Clark this morning. May our loving Savior continue to bless our family. Goodbye with love to your family." Thankfulness. Simple, real, something that you and I should have in our souls, not just at the end of the year, but a way of living every day of our lives, every year. A person who's thankful has a different way of living. You'll see it in their step. You'll see it in the way they react to situations. You'll see it in the way they carry themselves. You'll see it because they think and they believe 100% that everything they have is worth thanking God for. When you don't have a thankful heart, it will also be seen. It's almost like you're always problematic. You're always striving. You're always trying to promote. You're always trying to produce. You're always trying to make something happen. And that's why you burn out. A thankful soul is really where you want to be. Now it says, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you. In other words, ito ang kanais-nais ng Panginoon para sa'yo. Na magkaroon kayo ito. Not because kailangan niya. Hindi niya kailangan ng ating pasasalamat. Kailangan nating patutong magpasalamat sa Kanya. That's His will for you in Christ Jesus, it says. Now, this explains to us why we need to be thankful. Ito po ang napaka-importanting ginagawa natin na alam natin ba't tayo nagpapasalamat because ito po ang kagustuhan ng ating Panginoon para sa ating buhay. There's something about, you know, it was magical. Watching my mother was magical. Nag-iba yung mukha niya. Nag-iba yung mga gamot niya. Nawala. Nawala. Yung sabi niya, hindi ko na kailangan to, hindi ko na kailangan. Isa na lang yung kailangan ko. Sa dinami-dami ng inyong gamot ng nanay ko, biglang ngayon, isa na lang yung kailangan. Sabi, pati ito, mawawala na. And you know what? I couldn't figure it out. The doctors couldn't figure it out. An 87-year-old woman, reborn, restarting her life again. And it's because it's a matter of just thankfulness. Natuto siya. But the question for you and me this afternoon is, okay, so I know why. But what if I don't really have anything to thank God for? Wala talaga ako mapasalamatan, di ba? Lahat ng nangyari sa buong taong ko, wala na ako, ang spelling ng buong taong ko, M-A-L-A-S. Malas. What if that's my year? And as a pastor, I will tell you, that is my year every year. Not my personal year. But if you pastor a church, you hear the good news, the exciting news, somebody graduated, somebody was born, somebody got a new business, and you hear all the bad news. The cancers, the deaths, the losses, the bankruptcies. It's my year. It's foolish to even tell you that that's not true of people because it is true. But the response of thankfulness is not contingent on, or if not dependent on, what's going on in my life, but contingent on what God has done for me. This year, I thank God for one of the biggest things is I finally have a granddaughter. I've had three sons, and each of my sons had a son. We, my wife and I, Marie, who happens to be here, are an official testosterone factory. And this year, the factory ended. And we have our first granddaughter, something we really thank God for. At the end of this year, just before I flew home to Manila, I was having lunch with our board in our church in Singapore. And they were saying in 22 years, it's been the best year of the church ever. And I can only thank God for it. This year, I saw my three grandsons. And you know, I'm so grateful that, look at Philip here, I always hear them say thank you to their parents. They don't expect their parents to give them things. Whenever Philip gets something from his dad, he says, thank you. And you know, the winner of the thank you award this year is this guy right here. And you know why? Because every time I see his father change his diaper, he says, Papa, thank you for changing my diaper. It's incredible. And you know, if there's anything you can teach your children while they're young, teach them to be thankful. Make it a habit for them to always be thankful. Because something happens to the soul of a person who's thankful. A person who's always grateful, regardless of what their lot in life may be. Meron pong nangyayari sa atin. Now, I've given you some of the highlights of the year. Let me give you some of the lowlights of the year. At the end of this year, I had a missed opportunity. As a pastor, I'm not in business. I have very limited times when I can make extra money. And I had a huge opportunity at the end of this year. And I made a simple, wrong decision, and I missed the opportunity. I'd be lying to you if I tell you that for a few days, that was lingering in my mind, that I could have just made the right decision. One day short, it would have been an easy amount of money for me, and I just lost it. And this has just happened. My wife is here sitting in front of you, and she'll tell you this is just a week ago. There are bad news in the year. In November of this year, I had an infection in my finger. Really bad. And because I'm a man, I decided to go to the drugstore, buy some syringes, buy some antiseptic, and operate on my finger. And the result was, that's the result. That's what I operate. I operated on it right there. It got so infected, it got double the size, and worse, my nail was cracking. I can't even describe to you the pain. This is a month ago. I had to go see a doctor. I had to see three doctors. And they had to do an x-ray on my finger. They had to do it. It's subsiding now. It's still black. But there are bad things happen to us. Took some antibiotic and eventually it started to subside. It's getting well. But for about a month, this thing was painful. And what a way to end the year. In other words, we cannot have a perfect year. But we can, in fact, be thankful. What am I thanking God for? Alam natin bakit dapat natin magpasalamat sa Panginoon. Pero bakit? What is it? Scripture tells us, give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord because He is good. And His love endures forever. In December of this year, the beginning of the year, I had an opportunity to visit Taiwan. I was going on vacation with my family. I emailed my pastor friend and I said, hey, I'm going to be in Taiwan. I just wanted to catch up with you. Is there a possibility that you and I can have a meal together? Email shot back and said, since you're going to be here anyway, can you preach for us? So I end up preaching on a Sunday in that building. It's called the Taipei 101. It's 100 stories high, and there's a church in there. And my pastor friend actually has a church in between Dior and Burberry. It's a weird church. So the entrance to the church is actually that door over there. If you walk inside the church, basically, there's a cafe. Literally a cafe. There's a cafe, you line up, you get your mochaccino, whatever it is you want. It's interesting. So I'm walking in there, and the girl who's hosting me is walking with me and said, Pastor, would you like some coffee? Of course, hindi ba tatagi sa kaping libre. So here I am, I'm lining up, and then she says, I'll leave you here for a while. Let me go and attend to your family so I can sit them in the sanctuary. So I order my coffee, and I'm standing up there, and she doesn't come back for me, basically. So I'm about to enter the auditorium, and because nobody knows who I am, the usher basically says, you can't bring your coffee inside. Are you following? So now I'm standing outside. I'm supposed to be preaching. I have this big coffee, which is free. So I'm thinking in my mind, if I just leave this and go in, or do I drink this fast? In other words, how can I drink all of this? And it's so hot, and it's winter time. So I decided in God's glory, amen, to just stay behind and wait for the worship and drink my coffee while waiting for it to get finished. It's halfway. Sayang naman eh, di ba? So in short, I'm standing there, and a guy walks up to me. A guy says, hey, you look like you're new here. I said, yeah, but you also look familiar. I say, obviously, di naman ako mukhang Chinese, di ba? So, well, I'm supposed to be preaching. Oh, okay, so my name's Ben. I've heard you here before. You've preached here before. I said, yeah, I have. And then he starts telling me about, you know, this has been a great year and a horrible year. And the guy was so at peace. He had a face that was so meek and so humble. He was ministering to me and I didn't even realize it. Then began to describe the ordeal of the year. I've been standing there now for about 10 minutes and he's describing how this whole year and the last few years, his wife has had 3 major brain surgeries. He was describing how painful and how hard it is, and yet he was not describing it like he was in anguish. He was describing it like a matter-of-factly. And then he said this, I'm thankful for the Lord. Because without him, I don't know how we would have survived this. As I listened to him, I said, how can you be? Ako yung namiministeran. Ako yung magpipreach. Ako yung namiministeran. How can you be at peace like that? How can you have that? He said, because God is in control, and I know that He's in control of our lives, and I know that this life is temporary. Hindi naman ako may iwan dito buong buhay ko eh. May pupuntahan naman ako eh. Hindi naman to katapusan ng buhay ko eh. At the end of our conversation, I said, hey Ben, make sure that at the end of the service, I meet your wife. I need to know her, and I want to pray for her. At the end of the service, I'm looking for Ben, and Ben said, Pastor, can you just wait for a while? Why? My wife's busy praying for people. And I thought, I haven't seen faith like this. Then I finally got to meet her. And I thought, she can't be the person you're describing. She looks like she's happy. She looks like she's... And it's the spirit of thankfulness. The spirit that knows that this life, as good or as bad as it is temporary, and the best thing that can happen to me has already happened because Jesus has saved me. And whatever happens to me here is a bonus. And I'm headed for eternity. The best of the best of the best of life is yet to come. It's a perspective, isn't it? But if all we see is the short range of life here today, then there will be days when we won't be thankful. It's fascinating to have met this man. And it says, for he is good. Why do we thank God? Because he's good. My son Joshua told me that there was going to be a small group meeting. His small group was going to meet yesterday morning at 7:30. And because I'm on holiday, first of all, my oldest son made me work on this Sunday. And then this other son was saying, hey, would you like to join our fellowship? And I said, I do. I always like hang out with people of faith. I said, I'll join you. So at 7:30 in the morning, I joined his small group and I met them yesterday. We were sitting in the small group and I was listening. You know what? I was blown away. I was blown away and so thankful as people shared their little experiences and everybody in that little group was just basically thanking God. The highlight of the story was this guy. Apparently, this guy had an aneurysm in his head that the doctor said if it got any bigger, it might burst and he might die and he needed surgery. And he just prayed and prayed and prayed and believed God. And finally, they did a second scan and the doctor couldn't even explain to him how the aneurysm disappeared. When was the last time you sat around people so that you can thank God? Hang around people so you can hear. I basically sat there and just got so excited and thrilled of the number of things that you can thank God for. On the one hand, God does that. He removes our problems. On the other hand, He doesn't. And yet we still remain thankful. Eric Tseng is a member of the church in Singapore. If you use an Apple product, he's probably responsible for launching it in Asia because he's director of launch for Apple products in Asia. Eric's a unique character. He's 80% deaf. He's a handicapped man. He was born with only 20% hearing, and as he got older, he kept getting worse and worse until today, he's 80% deaf. But Eric recently had to speak in a conference. It is the ASEAN Conference on Accessibility for People Who Have Physical Deficiencies. He was speaking to this closed-door meeting of the heads of ASEAN nations on social welfare. I met with Eric recently and I asked him, Eric, how do you justify? How do you do this? That you keep praying to God. That you keep asking God for the same thing year after year after year, that God would heal you. And every year, it gets worse. How do you do it? How do you stay in faith? Teach me this. I don't want to just be a preacher. I want to be a Christian. I want to be like you. How do you do this? That every year you're praying for the same thing and every year you're losing more. I was so blown away by his answer. His answer was simply because I'm thankful to God that I even have a life, that I'm headed for eternity. And God made me this way. In fact, here's what he said. It's possible that by the time I have children, I'll be 100% deaf and I won't even hear their voices. But it doesn't change the fact that God loves me, that God cares about me, and that he made me this way so that I can be in this place to represent him and speak about his love. Thankfulness is a powerful thing. You can either live and wallow in self-pity, or you can live in victory by simply being thankful. By knowing that God's in control, that God has me covered. The depth of your faith will not always be. It was Jesus in the boat, and the waves were coming. And the disciples said, "Don't you care about us?" You know what Jesus said? "Peace, be still," and took away the storm. But you know what the next line was? "Oh, you of little faith." You know what he was saying? There are times when I'm going to take away the storm. There are times when even when there's a storm, you should be at peace. Some of us have gotten to the place that the only time we thank God is when we're blessed, when we have the things we want, when we do not realizing that God has greater plans for us. I know you don't like that story so much. That's Eric right there. His love endures forever. What am I thanking God for? Okay, so I know why I should thank God. I should thank God because it's his will for me. But what am I thanking him for? He's good. His love endures forever. This is a postage stamp in honor of the Wright brothers. Those of you who don't, not very familiar with history, the Wright brothers invented the airplane a little over 100 years ago. When the Wright brothers invented the airplane and it took off, these boys had no idea that one day millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people would be riding planes every day. What that means is the present moment that something is happening to you is transcendent over 100 years. Are you following? At any given time today, any day, at any given hour of the day, every day, there are 6,000 airplanes in the air. Are you following? Globally, every hour, pag chinek mo siya, 1 hour, 6,000 planes. These guys here had no idea that was going to happen. Are you still tracking with me? Many of the things that are happening in your life, you have no idea of the glory that God's going to do many years from now. What's going to keep you moving into that transcendent phase is thankfulness. That every day you're thanking God because he's moving you closer and closer to that place where you're going to see God do good things. Short term, There will be things you're going to see. Long term, there's going to be then thousands of years from now throughout eternity. I can't wait for it. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about eternity. Think about this. If a human being can invent a plane that can make millions of people fly, what can the God of the universe that you and I worship do thousands of years from now? Can you imagine? If human beings can make a plane that can fly and carry people, Christopher Columbus could not have imagined a piece of steel floating in air carrying hundreds of people with luggage. What could the God who made the animals, that made their heart, your brains, what could he do for you in eternity? He could make you jump the planets. I don't know about you, but that's exciting to me. You know why so many people live without thankfulness and in fear of death every day? They don't live a transcendent life. They don't see what God has in store. That tomorrow he's got a surprise. Next week he's got another surprise. Weeks from now, months from now, years from now, decades from now, hundreds of years from now, he's got more surprises. I had a little surprise a few months ago. I was at the airport. I'm going down the elevator. That's me. And all of a sudden, this guy was coming out of the elevator. And he looks at me and says, "Pastor Joey, right?" I said, "Yes." "Hey, can I walk with you?" So I said, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to Singapore." "Where are you?" "I'm going to Singapore." "What airline?" "SQ." "Oh, we're going to the same place." So we're walking together with this guy. And all of a sudden, he sees me running. I leave and he's running. What? And he's chasing me. I'm running because I saw this man. This is his wife. And I saw this guy. He was looking at me. I was looking at this guy. This guy trips. He's got a cane. He's an old man. And bangs his head on the floor of the airport. Blood's everywhere. So I'm running, right? I'm running. And I'm trying. And this woman, his wife right here, is trying to carry him. And he can't because he's so big. And so Pardeep, this guy, sees me and he chases me. And the two of us are now carrying this man. And the other guys there were our friends that we saw at the airport. They said, "Go call somebody to help this guy." And it turns out that these guys are missionaries. Are you following? God provides, God watches over us. And so they treat him. And Pardeep and I are now, "Sir, goodbye." And there, the funny thing was, we were all going into the same plane. Sometimes our lives become boring because we're no longer expecting surprises from God. And we think that this is a momentary intrusion on our busy schedules. In short, we helped the guy, we prayed for the guy, we parted ways. Pardeep called me while I was in Singapore and said, "Hey, can I have lunch with you?" I said, "Sure." I sat down with Pardeep. You know, the first time I ever visited your church at the fort, I didn't want to go because I thought it was just religious. Background's Hindu. But I listened to you. It changed my life. I actually became a Christian. And I wondered if I was ever going to meet you again because the time I came was the time you were leaving for Singapore. And I couldn't believe that we would meet each other again. And said, "By the way, let me tell you who I am." So he explained, "It's a long story, I don't want to tell you that, but there was a connection between him and Singapore. He's been living there for years." And then tonight, I'm actually having dinner with Pardeep. He said, "When you get back to Manila, would you..." But here's the point. Transcendent. Whatever you're going through, whatever bad things you're going through, God has something greater that transcends the moment. Let me close. I was having lunch in this restaurant just before I flew off. That's not the meal, by the way. This is how I preach. These are my notes. This is how I remember what to say. But I always have lunch in this Japanese restaurant in Singapore. especially when I want to stay away from people because nobody eats there. So I'm sitting there, and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and in Singapore, when Christmas time comes, everybody leaves. It's a city of mobile people. I'm sitting there, and this lady, it's 2:30 in the afternoon, she walks up to me and says, "What are you?" This is the manager. She's Japanese. I said, "What do you mean?" "It's just you're different." I'm thinking, "You think I'm gay or something?" I mean, I'm just wondering. Okay? Because every time I see you here, you look like you're, "What are you? What do you do?" And says, "Well, I'm a pastor." "Yeah, pastor, I know you're a pastor. You're Catholic?" "Catholic." She's Japanese, you understand? "Catholic?" I said, "No, I'm not Catholic." "But Catholic, Christian, Catholic, Christian, Christian, Catholic, same, right?" I said, no. I said, "Catholic is religion. Religion is trying to reach God. Christian is faith. It's God reaching you. Not you trying to reach God. You can't reach God. You're incapable of reaching God. Christianity is God reaching you. God reaching you." Remember, she's Japanese. So it's like, "God reaching you." She couldn't understand. So she was striving like this. I said, "Excuse me, and before you showed me you have a dog, right?" I said, "Yes. Show me the dog." So she shows the picture. "You love your dog?" I said, "Yes, I love my dog very much." "How much you love your dog?" "Very, very much." "You feed your dog?" "Yes." "You bathe your dog?" "Yes." "You love your dog so much?" "Yes." "You give anything for your dog?" "Yes." "Would you be willing to become a dog so your dog will understand how much you love him? Would you be willing to lose your vocal cords and the only time you speak is another bark? Would you be willing to be tied and put in a cage? Would you be willing to suffer like a dog who can't make decisions? Would you be willing to become a dog so you can explain to your dog what hot water looks like and airplanes look like?" That's what God did. He became a nasty dog like me so I can understand how much he loves me. The faith that we have is transcendent. When all we look for is how to get blessed on earth, our faith will fail us. When we begin to see our faith that works on earth as it is in heaven, it's an amazing faith. The Japanese lady sat down on the chair and looked at me and said, "I've never heard anything like that." I said, "Because that's how good God is. He's a different God. He's not trying to make you reach him. He's reaching out to you." Unfortunately, my appointment arrived. And I had to meet with them. And I said, "When I come back in January, I'll finish our story." How do you be grateful every year of your life? How do you do it? Okay, I get it, okay? I've got to be grateful. I get why. I get what. How. Let me give you four simple thoughts. Pray. Prayer is not the thing that you do, and that's part of your problem. The reason why you don't pray every day is because you think prayer is something you do. Prayer is actually a heart that is inclined towards God. Prayer is like a plant that's looking for the sun, that knows that without the sun, he's dead. When you start looking at life from the standpoint that I am a plant and without God, I'm dead, you know what's going to happen? You're not just going to pray in the morning. You're going to pray the whole day the same way a plant wants to stay under the sun the whole day. Pray. Pray for anything. Pray for everything. Pray for your children. Every time you break bread, pray. Every time you take a lunch, when I take lunches and breakfast, I always stay and pray for my children. I pray for my grandchildren. I pray for my wife. Pray, pray, pray. You have a finger that's about to get, pray. It's the antidote to temptation. It's the secret to a good soul. Be watchful, be thankful. In all occasions, pray. Number two, meditate on the Word of God day and night. Every opportunity you have, think the thoughts of God. Pag may nakita kang ibon, anong sabi ng Biblia tungkol dyan? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor store in barns, but your heavenly Father feeds them. How much more will He take care of? Every time you see a plant, para akong puno, I will be like a tree planted by streams of water. Every time you see a little child, every time, whatever you see, meditate on the Word of God. Number three, proclaim the gospel. Yung gospel, hindi ho yan para pang isang beses lamang. Pang araw-araw po yan. Pag may nagawa kang mali, at may magagawin kang mali, by the way, kung akala nyo wala kang gagawin mali, mali kayo. Magkakamali tayo at magkakamali tayo. The point is, pag nagkamali, huwag makondem, bumalik sa Panginoon at kunin yung gospel. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. All my sins are paid. And finally, what I did yesterday, fellowship. Sumama kayo sa mga kapwa Kristiyano. Simple formula for gratefulness. Pray, meditate, proclaim, fellowship. Every time you do that, you're going to be thankful, you're going to be happy, you're going to be prosperous. You'd be amazed at the new things that God will surprise you with. And 2019, amen, will be a great year. Prayer is a daily declaration. Ito po ang ginagawa natin pag tayo nagdadasal sa pang araw-araw. I cannot make this day work without you. I've now made it a habit na pagbukas po ng mata ko sa umaga, I can't make this day work without you. I just can't. In fact, I won't even attempt to make this day work without you. The lack of prayer is a daily declaration, I will attempt to make this day work without you. Please don't do that this year. Wake up every morning saying, God, I will not attempt to make this day work without you. I'll humble myself before you. I'll trust you in all your ways because you are a great God. Amen? Tingnan nyo yung katabi nyo. Tingnan nyo lahat yan, ha? Okay, nakita nyo? Yung dinadaanan niyan, hindi nang dinadaanan nyo. Yung 61-year-old, hindi yun ang edad nyo. Yung asawa nyo, hindi yun yung asawa niya. So yung problema niya, hindi yun yung problema nyo. Amen? Here's the point. God will do for you what's exclusively and personally for you. Sometimes it's nice to hear to pastors, listen to people, but you know what? Listen to God because He's there 24/7 for you. And He will address your issues. Amen? Would you just lift up your hands towards heaven?
Listen, you feel what you're feeling right now? Nothing's changed from when we walked in here to this point. It's only been 90 minutes. Whatever our problems were when we came in, they're still our problems. But what changed? We heard God's word and we combined it with faith. And that has changed the direction of this day. And that can be our everyday. And that can be our whole year next year. Pop, thank you for that message. I want to make a couple of suggestions as we end here. And I got this not from my dad, but from my mom naman. What he said, that every morning when she wakes up, before she even opens her eyes, she lies down in bed and thinks of five things she can thank God for. Before you reach for that phone and get negative, okay, about all the messages you're going to see, let's start by being thankful first. Lord, thank you. I'm alive. Thank you. I have a bed. That you know, and I got that from my mom every day. Just wake up that way. Secondly, it's the end of the year. It's a great habit. Get with your friends or your family members and ask them, what's your top five? What's your top 10 things you're thankful to God for? Kundi pa tayo sanay doon, medyo corny pa sa simula. Ano ba yan? Ba't binagawa natin to? But you'll get into the hang of it. And you know what? Like my dad said, you end the year well, you're going to start 2019 excellently. Let's pray now as we end this service. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for who you are, what you've done, what you are doing, what you're about to do in our lives. Thank you for that reminder even that every moment is transcendent, Lord. That right now we're in the middle of pain or difficulty. But even this moment, Lord, you work all things for the good of those who love you. So Lord, whatever situation we are in right now, we choose to believe that God loves me. God is in control and I can be thankful right now. And Lord, I pray that as this thankfulness just radiates outside of us, we will just share it with other people as well. That even, Lord, like that Japanese manager of that restaurant will say, anong meron sa'yo? Bakit ka ganyan? And we can say it's because of our relationship with our God. Thank you for this reminder, God. Lord, help us to drive it home deep and carry it with us every single day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.